Good evening and welcome to the latest edition of Today at the Games here on Manx Radio, live from Birmingham. It's day four of competition here and you join us tonight, where today in fact started, at the Samwell Aquatic Centre. Laura Kinley and the Isle of Man men's relay team will be in action here this evening for the women's 100m breaststroke semi-final and men's 4x200m freestyle relay respectively. So we start tonight with Laura Kinley, who put in a brilliant performance in her women's 100m breaststroke heat this morning to qualify for the semi-finals of the class tonight. After that first swim, I caught up with her to get her reaction on once again progressing alongside some of the elite of world swimming.
I've had a couple of days off, so it's kind of getting back in, blowing off the cobwebs again. But I'm really pleased to make the semi-final later. So now it's just kind of going back, having a rest, getting refueled, and then coming back and hopefully improving on this morning's time later.
For the aquatics team in general, it's been an intense schedule, but yours, of course, has been slightly different to maybe, by comparison, let's say, the men's swimmers, for example. How have you found that with a little more space in between? Have you had to jig things around a bit?
Yeah, I mean, I quite like having a bit more recovery. I don't know, as I get a little bit older, whether my body kind of needs that rest a bit more. But it has been great kind of team atmosphere around, like, the accommodation and even at the pool as well. I mean, we're all so proud of how everyone's swimming as well. It's just great to be kind of part of Isle of Man swim team, and everyone kind of gets behind each other. So it's just been really good. And then hopefully we've got two and a bit more days to kind of work on that as well.
And seeing your teammates, you know, we're seeing Manx records getting broken, personal bests being beaten, that must make you feel quite happy, seeing particularly some of the younger members of the team shining on the big stage.
Yeah, no, I mean, for a lot of them it's their first game, so it's great to see them kind of coming through and swimming personal bests and records at a level that's so high. So hopefully they'll kind of get really good experience from it, and then you never know, there'll hopefully be a lot more games in the future for them as well.
And for you personally, that's two semi-finals now from two events. You're getting into these with your times as well. You're getting into these quite, you know, comfortably as well. You're right in the mix there. That must make you feel pretty confident.
Yeah, it does. I mean, this morning was slightly over my PB, but as I say, after a couple of days off, it's kind of expected. So hopefully kind of build on that later and kind of be hitting towards the higher end of the kind of competition as well, yeah.
That was Laura Kinley after qualifying for the semi-finals of the women's 100m breaststroke. Now we're joined live by Team Isle of Man's aquatics coach, Lee Holland. Lee, very good evening to you. Now, it seems like you're not even away from this centre at all. Have you not set up your own little glamping huts outside to keep you here instead of travelling to and from? How has this morning been? What was your take on it?
Yeah, this morning's been has been a really solid set of swims. Given the conditions, the situation, and like you say, the amount of travelling we're doing to and from the pool. But like I say, everybody's swimming on or there or thereabouts on PBs. There have been a few PBs and like I say, the record's broken that in previous sessions, you know, so they're all in good form. Like I say, I think the most important thing for Laura this morning was just getting back out there after a couple of days off, just allowing herself the time to just feel the stroke out again. The 100's a very different race to the 50 breaststroke in terms of the way you swim it. It's a lot more powerful, but it's not quite as rushed. So after 100 this morning, we got in the warm down pool, did a little bit of work on a stroke and made sure that the timings and those sort of things were working. And yeah, she looks good. She looks really good. So I think tonight we might see a little bit quicker than that.
Yeah, she said it as well. Dusting off the cobwebs, I think, was the phrase that she used, because her schedule has been quite different to, say, the men's relay team, for example, and their solo event has been quite intense. The fact that she's been able to just get back into that rhythm before this morning session and do so well and get into the semi-final tonight, great character from her.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, it's difficult, although the lads will tell you they've got the toughest program because they're getting home at 12 and getting back up at 7 to go back to the pool. But actually, it is quite difficult to have a break and just focus on training while you're watching your teammates go out and compete. And I think there's a part of that. You know, they're going out racing against the world's best. They're going out racing against Olympic gold medalists, world record holders. And like I say, to try and keep yourself level and keep yourself sort of grounded for a couple of days outside of competition time, it's quite tough. But like I say, Laura's a very, very tough competitor. She knows exactly what she wants, and she's coming back here in a couple of hours to get it.
Let's hope so. Well, let's turn to the boys anyway for the men's 4x200m freestyle. We've already seen them in the 4x100m in the last couple of days. From the coaching side of things, what do you have to do differently as a group in terms of the slightly longer distance? Are there that many changes you have to make, or is it not too much?
We've not changed much in terms of how we're preparing, because the lads are very they're used to this sort of program. They are they're happy that, you know, particularly Joel and Harry aren't necessarily 200 specialists, whereas Alex and Peter definitely are. But they are so up for tonight, and like you say, the prep has just been allowing the lads the time. You know, I think more about keeping them, keeping the lads just spending the time with one another. You know, we've practiced some relay takeovers. They know how to swim 200 metres, and they are going to do a fantastic job. I don't want to tempt fate, but I think there's an Ireland record on the cards tonight.
We certainly hope so. Well, Lee, we'll let you get back inside. We know you've got a lot of work to do, but best of luck to Laura and the relay team tonight, and we'll see if we can catch up with you later on. All the very best.
Thank you very much.
Well, after their sensational Manx record-breaking display in the 4x100m relay final on Saturday, the men's swimmers are Peter Allen, Alex Brigazzi, Harry Robinson and Joel Watterson. Peter was actually in action this morning as well in the men's 100m butterfly and posted a strong time in his heat of 56.80 seconds, finishing fifth in his heat. And not forgetting as well, it was another big experience today for Kira Prentice as she took part in the heats of the women's 200m backstroke, posting a time of 2 minutes, 38.01 seconds. Kira has already set a new personal best during these games in the women's 200m freestyle last Friday. Well, I'm now joined as well by Team Isle of Man's chef de mission, Erica Bellhouse. Well, we'll just let you get those headphones on a second. So Erica has an incredibly important job here, overseeing all that the Isle of Man Commonwealth Games Association has to entail throughout all of this. Well, Erica, thanks very much for taking a couple of minutes to chat with us. First time we've caught up with you in a few days. How have you found the first few days here in Birmingham?
Well, in terms of performances, absolutely fantastic. We've obviously heard about the swimmers, and yeah, just fantastic. We've been really busy getting everybody in. We've had some challenges that we perhaps didn't necessarily expect. I think being over the three villages, but a few challenges getting people in and through the welcome centre and that type of thing. We've had, but it's been really good, and the atmosphere in the village amongst the athletes is just fantastic. They seem to be having a really good time.
Yeah, you mentioned there's some of the logistics. Those are certain things that are beyond your control, I guess, and everyone finds themselves in some of these situations.
They do, and a lot of that falls on me. So I've become a sort of quasi-expert in many things that I didn't expect to be. But, you know, we're just going with it and working things out as they come across. So, yeah.
Now, we've spoken to Lee and the swimming team quite a bit over the past couple of days. It's been a very intense schedule, and all of them have been saying how good the atmosphere is in the aquatics camp. You will have spoken to other athletes in the other disciplines as well, those who have arrived. What's the general atmosphere like amongst the other members of Team Isle of Man?
Yeah, I think fantastic. We've got a nice close-knit group down at the NEC so far. We've had one boxer who's already participated, and then quite a busy schedule over the next few days. So we've got badminton, powerlifting, and then some more boxing there. Our triathletes obviously did an amazing job first day, and yeah, we're waiting for the athletics and of course the long-awaited arrival of our cycling team, so yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Just one final question. Across what we've seen so far anyway, we've seen Manx records getting broken, personal best being beaten, the best ever result for the Isle of Man in an all-around final in gymnastics, to name just a couple of things. How proud is that for you to see that these Manx athletes already, and we're only a few days into the Commonwealth Games, are continuing to just push that bar higher in Manx sport?
Yeah, that's perhaps the best part of this, the Isle of Man. I know we kind of say it and it's a cliche, but you know, a population of 85,000 people to have such fantastic results is just incredible. I'm so proud of them all.
Well, Erica, we'll let you get back to it as well. You've been incredibly busy, and I know you've been incredibly busy over the last couple of days, but thank you very much for taking a couple of minutes to chat with us, and all the very best indeed. Okay, so we've already taken a look at the main stories centering around tonight with regards to aquatics, but let's not forget it was also a memorable weekend for Team Isle of Man across the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. So let's take a look at some of the highlights from the previous 2 days for our Manx athletes, and that means handing over to William King.
Thank you, Rob, and thanks to Erica and Lee for joining us. Really good to hear from you both. We'll stick in the pool where we are stood outside. After we left you on Friday night, the men's 4x100 metre relay team put on a sterling performance to smash their own Manx record, which they'd set in the morning. Alex Bragazzi, Joel Watterson, Harry Robinson and Peter Allen are all certainly names to remember. After they swam the event in 3 minutes 26.44 seconds, I spoke to them.
Yeah, it's just an amazing feeling again. Like, getting the record this morning was, like, it was way up there and, like, my highlights of my swimming career. And then just smashing it again, that's amazing.
You don't all train together all of the time, do you? Some of you are based on island, some off. How do you do it? How do you bring it together on this international stage, Alex?
Oh, we've known each other for quite a while and she's good mates. And it's, you know, when people are giving you nice finishes, it just makes things really easy.
It looked like the way you walked out, all four of you had great smiles on your face, holding hands. What do you think that says about the Commonwealth Games and about you guys' friendship?
I think at the end of the day, we're mates swimming together. We love swimming, all of us, so just doing it together is just a bonus, really, because we don't really get relays usually, so it's a good fun run.
Let's have another word of support, another word for the supporters back home on the Isle of Man.
Oh yeah, got to say, big thanks to everyone at home and everyone that's got tickets to come here. It's amazing.
Thanks very much to the guys there. Really fascinating to hear from them. Emma Hodgson was also in the pool at the weekend and broke a Manx record in the women's 50-metre backstroke, as she found out whilst Elliot was chatting to her.
Amazing. I haven't had a PB long course in so long, and I think it was just the crowd. You know, my parents were there. I just wanted to swim my absolute best, and I was so happy with it, yeah.
And are you aware that you've broken an island record for that?
No. Oh, that makes me so happy. No, I didn't know that, actually. Oh, wow, I was going to go for the 50 one, but, I mean, to get that is just amazing. Never, never, ever expected that. Wow.
Emma Hodgson there doing a fantastic job in the pool, as so many of the swimmers have. Now, yesterday was an amazing day for Tara Donnelly, Isle of Man gymnast, Manx Sportswoman of the Year as well. She scored 43.7 on Saturday in the women's all-around qualifying, which meant she did make the final, which took place yesterday. And Tara bettered her score on the uneven bars. She bettered her score on the beam. She bettered her score on the floor and on the vault. So she bettered her score in all four disciplines. To reach a maximum, to reach her maximum, she scored 47.3, which meant that she came 13th. And I spoke to her afterwards.
Yeah, I'm feeling much better today. I think my goal today was to go out and just show everybody that all my hard work has kind of paid off, and I'm really excited and happy to have done that today.
You've improved your score in every discipline, I think. How did you do it? What did you do differently today?
I think I just took the pressure off myself. Obviously, yesterday I said I put a lot of pressure on myself, and today I just went out there and enjoyed myself, and I know what I'm capable of, and I kind of went through my routines in my head last night and just said, you know what, let's just do this tomorrow.
Do you know what I wish I'd asked Tara? I wish I'd asked her whether she'd eaten anything different on ahead of her rounds on Saturday and Sunday, because I wonder if you had a different meal, I wonder whether it has an impact on your performance.
That's
I wonder
a very
if you had
question.
The same steak one day and chicken the next, whether it might change how you perform. I don't know.
We need to speak to a dietitian. That'd be a great insight.
Yeah, we'll look for that later in the week. Keep your eyes and ears peeled on Manx Radio. So back to the weekend's action. As you may have seen, over the weekend, there was some quite troubling news, to be honest, from the Velodrome in London. Elliot Turnbull, you were there. What happened?
Yeah, so went down covering Matthew Bostock's track cycling. He had two races he was scheduled to compete in, the points race, which would have been today, and then also the scratch. And there was a huge crash during qualification, which took place on Sunday morning. So for those who don't know, scratch, I think in Matthew's heat, there was 13 cyclists, and basically first round the course wins, multiple tactics involved. You can either cycle as a pack, you can have sprinters will go out and try and lap people. If you get lapped, you're effectively knocked out. So it's a huge game of cat and mouse. And what happened, we had 10 laps going around an average pace. No one really took the lead or anything. And then with around four laps to go, Matt Bostock was the one at the front leading the charge. And then in the final lap, there was a large crash which took out a good six of the riders. Unfortunately, three of those had to go to hospital. That was Matt Bostock, the Tokyo gold medalist Matt Wells from England, and also the Canadian cycler Derek G. Also, Rob, unfortunately, with the crash, English rider Wells went over the top and his bike actually hit a spectator. So two spectators were treated at the venue. Luckily, they didn't have to go to hospital and everyone was okay. But yeah, it was not the return to track that Matt was hoping for. So taken off on a stretcher, had to go to hospital. He was checked out and thankfully after his scans, there is no serious injury, which is what we'd like to see. And yeah, he's okay. He's travelled back to Warwick today to prepare for the road race on Saturday. And this morning I caught up with Team Isle of Man cycling coach Andy Roch. And I asked him first and foremost how Matt was doing.
Well, Matt's doing reasonable for what he's kind of gone through, you know, big crash doing about 40 miles an hour. He's got the usual cycling burns, which are extremely painful. Anyone who cycles knows how that feels. Big impact, so when you're doing that speed and then hitting the banking, you know, it's kind of like a sudden thud to hit that banking. So he was fully checked out, full CT scans done, checking spine, head injuries and everything else. So absolutely top class facilities to get that done. But he's doing reasonably well.
Now, as I touched on and what Andy alluded to, he did have a bad fall and a big blow on his head happened. So he's with the Team England doctor today. He's having regular checks for concussion, just asking him to recall memory and other things. Also, when he came off his right shoulder, all of the jersey had burnt off due to the friction from the wood when he fell down, probably doing around 35 or 37 miles an hour. So he's a tough cookie, is Matt, and the coach Andy is hopeful that he'll be out cycling in the road race with his Manx teammates on Sunday. I asked the coach how confident he was of the team's chances.
Pretty confident, yeah. We've kind of said all along we're definitely here for, you know, we're here to ride for the gold medal. There's no guarantee, there never is in sport, but that's definitely what we're lining up for. Definitely in the men's race. You know, obviously we've got the women's team as well, very strong women's team. Certainly hopeful for a medal in both events. Lizzie Holden's just returning back from the Tour de France today as well, so we've got, you know, extremely strong teams in both events.
Andy Roche there, Team Isle of Man Cycling's manager there. Good to hear that Matthew Bostock is on the mend, and of course we, as all the Isle of Man hopes, he will be in contention to be in the men's road race this coming Sunday. So Matthew, if you're out there listening, we wish you all the best and a full and speedy recovery as well. Elliot, just coming back to you, obviously you brought those reports from London over the weekend. Of course, naturally, sad news, not what we were hoping for, but apart from the cycling side of things, how was the atmosphere in London?
Great atmosphere down in the velodrome. I mean, first time personally for me attending these cycling events, and just the atmosphere and the buzz around it is incredible. And you also don't notice how steep the velodrome is as well. It's incredible what these people are doing and the speed that they're doing it at. But yeah, to be there and to witness such a crash, not a pleasant thing. And just the noise of it when it happened, I mean, huge stuff, but then the place just fell complete silent. You could have heard a pin drop. It was just really people in tenterhooks. There was medical people treating those in the crowd, and people just didn't know what was going on, and just really horrible to see.
What I want to know, Elliot, we know that after a certain point, spectators were all asked to leave the velodrome, weren't they? How quickly did that happen?
Yeah, so probably around 20 minutes or so after the crash, Matthew was taken downstairs on a stretcher, not looking in a good way. And then that's when people realised that the bike had gone over the top and that the spectators had been hit. And there's some horrible photos out there as well, which I wouldn't recommend anyone goes and looks at.
Well, I think it's probably best to point out at this point that there's been no serious harm done. I think it's that is the key thing.
No serious harm. Three riders were injured. Ian went had to go to hospital, and Canadian Derek G broke his collarbone. But apart from that, no serious injury. And for a crash of that magnitude, for that minimal damage, that is brilliant.
Because yeah, some positives, you know, finally coming out of that, which is good. Well, let's just have a quick mention about Tara Donnelly as well in the all-around final, which took place as well. William, obviously, you spoke to her on both occasions. She wasn't too pleased with her score in the qualification, but seemed much more positive after that all-around final, where she really did start to raise the level even more. We know she's capable of that.
You know, you've hit the nail on the head there, Rob. They're both on Facebook and YouTube. If you go and have a look at the interviews we did with Tara, and just compare how she sounds in each of them. After the second one, it's a world away from where she was after the qualifying. She came out and she was happy, and she wasn't distraught, because she knew there was still a chance that she might qualify, but I think some of the stuff that happened in the qualifying, I know she was very pleased with her uneven bars routine. I think she wasn't so happy with how the vault went, and I think the beam as well was a slight concern of hers. But, you know, all around, it is the women's all-around competition, and that is the point. You know, you may have strengths in some areas, you may have them less in others, but when it comes together, that's what's being judged. That's how it works, and it paid off for Tara. So she made it through to the final, and as we say, it was a great atmosphere. You were there with me, Rob, weren't you?
It was fantastic. I mean, that was my first personal experience of seeing the actual all-around discipline taking place, and it was extraordinary. The intensity and the creativity of it was really something to behold. The way that those athletes, you know, were executing their different routines in the different disciplines, it was so professional to watch as well. And Tara is right in that mix, deservedly.
The crowd in the gymnastics really get involved and really get behind it. And it doesn't really matter which country you're supporting. The person who's on the floor, they have the attention of everybody in the room, and you're cheering along, you're clapping along. If something doesn't go right for somebody, everybody in that room has an intake of breath. It really is fascinating to watch.
As you touched the crowds, I think they recycle the same crowd members in each of the venues, because the atmosphere is incredible at each one. It's been great to see so many locals and the Birmingham public really get involved and make these games brilliant.
Fantastic. We were chatting to a great guy on the bus earlier, weren't we, Rob, who was saying he's a local. He was his question to us was, what's going on at the swimming baths? And we said, oh, it's the Commonwealth Games.
Well, actually, I'll keep on that subject because we're very limited for time here. But just a quick thought from both of you from what happened at the weekend in the 4x100 metres relay final with the Isle of Man men's aquatics team.
Brilliant.
Wow. Breaking two Ireland records in one day. What an achievement.
Absolutely. Those guys are pretty much celebrities on the Isle of Man now, I would say. They come out, they perform an excellent swim, and then they come in front of the camera and they chat perfectly to us. Like, there's nothing else you could want from them.
Also, what a slot to be racing just before. I mean, I had to wrap up really quickly then to hand over to 10 o'clock news. There's so many eyes watching you swimming against the world's best and performing at such a great level. And as Erica said, we're only a small island, but it's just great to see all these athletes making us proud.
Speaking of small islands, what are you going to do if you're a fan of Love Island? Do not watch it. You've got to be watching BBC One for the swimming instead tonight. It's the Love Island final tonight, but that's not interesting. Watch it on ITV2 Plus One later. You want to see at 10 past nine. What's at 10 past nine? We've got Laura Kinley in the pool, and then at 16 minutes past nine, we've got the men's 4x200 metre relay.
Absolutely. Well, Ellie and William, thank you very much again. Well, that's it for tonight on Today at the Games. Tomorrow for the Isle of Man, it's the final day of competition for the aquatics team, starting from 10:30. Harry Robinson and Joel Watson in the 50-metre freestyle heats. Emma Hodgson and Kira Prentice in the women's 50-metre backstroke heats. And the mixed Isle of Man relay team are in action in the 4x100-metre medley. And don't forget, you can keep up to date with all the latest news around the Commonwealth Games by visiting manxradio.com and following our daily live blog on the website. We'll be back again at 6 p.m. tomorrow. See you then.
Bye.